Welcome to the Knoxville Christian Center podcast, where everybody is somebody and Jesus is Lord.
The New Testament says the Old Testament was written for our learning. It also says all Scripture was given by inspiration of God and is profitable for our teaching, for doctrine, for our reproof, for correction. And it's given that the man or woman of God might be fully furnished into all good works. And so these Bible stories really are written for our learning and for our good. If God held people accountable for the way they live thousands of years ago, He will now. And that is a great story of someone who really led God's nation away, and God held them accountable for it. The Word of God is the key to victorious overcoming life. We must learn how to live life and live victoriously from the Word of God and base everything we say on God's holy, inerrant Word. Now, Father, we ask You today to anoint us to preach. It's not by might nor by power, but it's by My Spirit, saith the Lord. Anoint our ears to hear what You say to us, and help us to leave here knowing that we've heard a clear word from Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. Talk to us. We bind the enemy. We bind every distraction. Help us, Father God, to stay focused on God's Word today and receive what we need to receive by faith from the Word of God in the name of Jesus. And Satan, we invite you to leave, take every distraction, and give it up and get out of our lives. Lord, we pray You remove every distraction from here and especially from those who are streaming. And those who are listening by live stream and those who are listening by radio, Lord, let nothing distract us and get us off track, that we can stay focused on the Word and hear what God has to say to us today in the name of Jesus, because it's not by might nor by power, but it's by My Spirit, saith the Lord, in the name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Today we want to look at this thought. Repentance brings forgiveness, healing, restoration, and prosperity. But sin separates people, cities, and nations from God. And I want you to listen to this message all the way through. Don't think at some point you know everything and that's enough. No, you need to hear this whole message. It really is a word from God. God will not continue to protect a wicked people who abandons Him. America is turning from Jesus Christ to secular humanism, which is totally anti-Christ, anti-church, anti-Bible, and anti-Christian. The Marxists in our streets have recently burned churches and torn down Christian statues, including decapitating a statue of Jesus, and that is no accident. They know exactly what they're doing. You see, and this is mostly white people who are doing it. What is their motive? Why are they rioting and burning things? What are they really up to? Pay attention today. Romans chapter 1, verse 18. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Verse 21. For although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him. But their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools. Verse 23, and exchanged or abandoned the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal man and birds and animals and reptiles. Today, many people are still worshiping created things rather than the One who created them. They abandon God for selfish ambition and fleshly desires. Romans chapter 1, verse 24. Pay close attention to this. It's almost like this was written yesterday. Therefore, God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity, for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They chose the lust of the flesh over the will of God. Verse 25, and they knew God, they knew exactly what they were doing, they made a decision. Verse 25, they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worship and serve created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Look around. That's what's happening today. Verse 26, because of this, God gave them over to shameful lust. Even their women exchanged natural relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed indecent acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their perversion. Reading this out loud is considered to be hate speech by secular humanists. Well, you read that, and it says some things that God disapprove of, and therefore you hate those people. That is a lie. That's another thing secular humanists do. They have no problem lying, and they tell you that up front. Do whatever feels good, whatever is right for you. There is no right or wrong. You know, you make up your own, you have your own truth. And so if it feels good or it's right for them to lie, they'll lie. They tell you up front they will. Can you say amen? And so men commit indecent acts with other men and receive in themselves the due penalty of the perversion. Yes, we believe the word of God and speak the word of God and preach the word of God. But what they don't seem to understand, we have to live it ourselves. Amen. It's not just preaching hate. You think we preach hate and then live by hate? That's insanity. We preach it and believe it because we want to go to heaven. And Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And Paul says people have totally rejected God and just made up their own religion. And that's exactly what secular humanists have done today. They've made up their own religion and they totally deny God. And any of us who believe in God and truly preach His word and try to live by His word, we're bigots and haters, and they call us haters. A very outstanding, famous politician just this past week said that Christians preach hate because we preach the word of God and preach the teachings of Jesus Christ. But we're not preaching them just for certain people. We preach them for ourselves. Amen. Somebody say amen. Say a bigger amen.
Amen.
Okay. See, reading this out loud is considered to be hate speech by secular humanists. When we rebel against the purpose and plan of God, this is sin in the eyes of God. But when we speak the truth or read the word of God, we are accused of preaching hate. Satan uses these people to stir up hate against Jesus Christ and His
the
people.
The New Testament says the Old Testament was written for our
learning. Wants,
homosexuals and
everyone to think, well, those Christians hate you. That is a lie out of the pits of hell. You know, I love everybody. Can you say
doctrine for reproof,
and I've got
for
several
correction.
And it's given that I've got several friends who are gay, but it takes a lot more love to get up here and read the truth and speak the
and
truth.
So these Bible stories really are written
because people need to know what they're going to face on judgment.
If God
day.
Held people
and they need
accountable
time
for the way they live,
think about it and pray over
thousands
it and make
of years
things
ago,
right.
He will now.
Somebody say amen.
And that is a
great story. I didn't come to beat anybody up or condemn anybody.
Someone who really led God's
nation away. Just because somebody says the word of God is hate doesn't mean it's hate. Actually, it's the opposite.
The word of God is the key to victorious overcoming.
And these preachers calling us haters, you can tell by the way they say it, they hate us. They hate Christians. They hate Jesus. They hate
God.
Hate the Bible. Hate everything
about us. Everything we say.
And they say
God's holy, inerrant word.
Now, Father, we ask you today to anoint us to preach. Reading the word of God is not hate
speech, saith the Lord.
Anoint our ears to hear.
Chapter 1, verse 29.
And help
us
to leave here knowing that every kind of wickedness,
clear
word,
greed,
and depravity.
They are full of envy,
murder, strife, deceit, and malice.
They are gossip.
This sounds like something written yesterday, but it was written 2,000 years ago.
Today.
Verse 30.
And receive what we need
to
receive by faith. Oh, these people make it very clear.
They hate God.
Satan invites you to leave.
They hate anybody that stands for
God. Give it up and get out of our lives.
Insolent.
I was going to say,
every distraction. Stay tuned now all the way to the end.
Here and especially from those who are streaming.
Slanderers, God haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful.
Live stream and
they invent ways.
Invent ways.
Lord, let nothing distract us and get us off track.
It's amazing.
We stay focused on the word.
When people come up with
what God has to say to us today
in the name of
and
Jesus.
Very often, that's what sin
it's not
is.
By
it's something that wrecks
power,
people's lives.
By my spirit, saith the Lord.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
And God has a plan for every life.
Amen.
And when we do not follow that plan,
today we want to look at
this are not as good
repentance
as they would have
been. Forgiveness.
Healing,
see,
restoration,
arrogant,
and boastful. They invent ways
but
of doing
sin separates
evil.
People.
They disobey
cities,
their parents,
and nations.
This
from
is a
God.
Perfect description.
Don't you listen to
modern day secular humanist
professors?
Don't think
in our universities
you know everything and
who harass Christians.
No, you need to
hear believe
this
whole the Bible.
It it's really is a word from God.
You're a Christian
God will
son
not
or daughter
continue
to, one of these
to protect
a wicked
because
people.
Some of these
not
who
all
abandons
of them. Some are
him.
Good people, of course. Some of them
America
people.
Is turning from
Jesus Christ
to secular
humanism.
Which
that
is totally
anti-Christ,
it only takes a few
anti-church,
constantly
anti-Bible,
and
anti-Christ
kids because they rotate
the Marxists in our streets
see, have
recently burned churches
promote
torn
adultery,
down
fornication,
Christian statues,
including
decapitating a statue of
Jesus,
and that is
whatever
no
feels good, just whatever feels
they know exactly
good.
What they're doing.
Let me know everything that feels
see,
good
and this
is
mostly
good.
White people who are doing it.
What is your motive?
Why are they
verse 31,
and better
things.
Keep moving.
What are they
are
up to
faithless
today.
Heartless,
Romans chapter 1, verse 18.
This is the Bible.
The wrath of God is
I didn't
being
make
revealed
word.
From heaven against all
and hopefully I'm reading
godlessness
correctly.
And wickedness
this is what
of
it
men.
And
who suppress the truth
why?
By
because
their
God
wickedness.
Knows
verse 21. For although
that's
they knew God, they neither glorified
the
him as God,
not
or
just
gave
to make
thanks
to him,
but to make a provision.
But their
so
thinking
your
became
human nature
futile.
Could be
and their
changed.
Heart.
If you're a hater today, you can
darkened.
Be changed into a lover.
Although
say,
they claimed to be wise, they
hate,
became
no,
one.
Love
two. Everybody.
Verse 23.
Doesn't mean we agree with
and
what they're doing.
It
just means we love them
anyway.
Of
and
the
hopefully
of
they'll
God
love us
for
anyway.
Images made
see,
to
they
look
have
like
created these secular
man,
units
and birds
the mess we
and
see
animals
in
and reptiles.
They do not care about
today,
races.
Many people are
they
still worshiping
created
the whip
things
hate.
Rather than
they don't
the
care about income
and
equality.
They
abandon
the
God
up
for
hate
ambition
between
and
the successful and
desire.
The poor.
Their goal
Romans
is
chapter
to use
one,
hate
verse
and division to destroy America.
Pay close attention
why?
To them.
They want globalism,
almost like this was written
but
yesterday.
They have to kill off America
therefore God
first.
Gave them over
because America's a sin-strong, powerful nation.
They're
never
going
to have one world rule until they get
rid
of this country.
That's their
goal. Read the Humanist Manifesto. It's
they
all
chose,
written right out
in other words, they chose
the
lust of
the
flesh.
It says plainly they want
one world rule.
Verse 25.
And who else
got
one world
exactly what they were doing?
They made
the Antichrist.
Verse 25.
It's almost like you can see him working in the background
and
the,
worship.
I think
and
it's that's
serve,
and say
the
spirit of
Antichrist, the
creator.
The spirit of
Antichrist
is at
is
work
in
America
Christ.
Today. The spirit that hates God hates
that's
Jesus, hates
today.
The word
verse
of
26.
God, and they hate
because
America
of this,
because
God gave
we're
them
over
way to
having
their one world rule.
Even their women exchanged
Amen.
Natural relations for unnatural
I'm also
women.
A history major. Historian.
In the same way, the men also
history
abandoned natural relations
right
with women.
On.
And
even back
when I was a boy, the communists said,
for one
we will
another.
Take America
men
and never fire a shot. We'll
take
you
from
the inside.
Other men
look what they've done.
They
feel
themselves
the
duplicity
for their
of course,
perversion.
The devil's behind all of it. With
these
secular humanists,
out loud is
considered to be hate speech by secular humanists.
Amen, preacher.
Well, you read that.
See, when I was
and
a boy,
the communists
things
they would destroy America
that God
from
disapprove
inside.
Of,
I'm
and therefore
you, we're almost there.
You hate those people. That is a lie.
We're
that's
real,
another
real
thing
real.
Secular humanists do. They have no problem
verse 32.
Lying, and they tell you that up front.
It affects everybody.
Whatever feels good. Whatever is right for you. There is no right or wrong.
They did
you
the
know,
same thing.
You,
in
you make up your own. You have your own truth.
Early 1900s.
And so if it feels good or it's
same
right for them to lie, they lie. They tell you up front. They will.
Between the rich and the poor. And
can you say amen? And so men
the
commit indecent acts with other men and receiving
the
themselves the duplicity of
the
perversion.
The government
yes,
did, the
we believe the word of God
March.
And speak the word of God and preach the word of God.
The dark
but what they don't seem to understand, we have to live it ourselves.
It's not just preaching hate. You think we preach hate and live by hate? That's insanity.
Wonderful, so powerful.
We preach it and believe it because we want to go to heaven.
It's fed up.
And Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
And if he held Jezebel responsible.
And Paul says people have totally rejected God and just made up their own religion. And that's exactly what sanctified and holy have done today. They've made up their own religion and they totally deny God. And any of us who believe in God and truly preach his word and try to live by his word,
God spoke to me a couple of weeks ago,
haters, and they call us haters. A very outstanding, famous politician just this past week
said, when you do something wrong,
said that Christians preach hate. When America is doing things wrong,
because
the church
needs to stand up
and be the conscience
and preach the teachings of Jesus Christ.
And they need to be convicted by our lifestyle.
We need certain people to see us living for Jesus
and loving each other. And
by
supporting each other and loving people that you don't agree with, and they need to be able to see that it becomes.
See, reading this out loud is considered to be hate speech.
They are going in the wrong direction.
When we rebel against the purpose and plan of God,
against everybody and everything,
this is sin in the eyes of God.
Think of it.
But when we speak the truth,
they don't miss anything.
Or read the Word of God, we are accused of preaching
hate. They hate you and me because we preach the Word of God.
To stir up hate.
They say we preach
against Jesus Christ and his people.
They preach hate.
He wants the homosexuals and everyone
Verse
to think,
well,
those Christians
although
hate
they know
that
God's righteous
out of the pits of hell,
that those
you know,
who
I
do
love
such
everybody.
Can you say
it?
They not only
got
continue to do these very things, but also
I've got several friends
who
are gay, but it takes a lot more love to get up here
this,
and read the truth,
describe
and speak the truth
of America
than it is
today.
To just ignore
they
it.
They do evil and encourage
because
others
people
to do
need
evil.
To know what they're
oh,
going to face on judgment day.
Whatever's right
and
for you,
they need
no
time,
right or wrong, no absolutes,
think about
and pray over it, make things right.
And some of them are getting deceived.
Somebody say amen. I didn't come to beat anybody up or condemn anybody. I just came to tell you that just because somebody
and you don't
says
want
the Word of God says hate doesn't mean it's hate. Actually, it's the opposite.
And it's
it
not
is
just
all
in the classroom.
I mean,
and these
preachers
calling us haters,
you can tell by the way they say it. They hate us. They hate Christians. They hate Jesus. They hate God. Hate the Bible. Hate everything about us.
Makes me nervous.
And they say so.
But the Word is still the Word. Truth is still truth.
Reading the Word of God is not hate speech.
The Bible says, if the watchman,
Romans
chapter 1, verse 29,
and they die in
they have become filled with every kind of wickedness,
will be
evil, greed,
ain't gonna
and
be no
depravity.
Blood on my hands.
They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips.
This sounds like something written
as for
yesterday,
you,
but
you were dead in your
transgressions
years ago.
And sins.
Verse 30, slander.
Pay attention all the way
God
through.
God haters.
In which
all
you used to live when
clear.
You followed
they
the ways of the world.
God.
At one time,
and
all of us
that
lived like this and we had
God.
This nature. Every one of us.
Insolent.
And so
on
we
to
cannot
say,
condemn
God
anyone else or throw any rocks
at it's
homosexuals or evil demonized people.
Slanderers.
God haters. Selves.
Arrogant and
boastful
by the blood.
They invent ways.
Invent ways.
And that's the good news. We're not out to beat anybody up. We're just telling you, no matter what you're into, if you turn to Jesus Christ, he'll forgive you and cleanse you and deliver you.
That's what sin is.
Every way.
That's
that
the good
people's
news.
Lives. Amen.
God has a plan
in which
for every
you used
life.
To live when you follow the ways of
plan.
This world and
our
the
lives
ruler
are not
of
as
the
good
kingdom
as they would
of
have
the
been.
Air. The Spirit
see,
who is now at work in those who are disobedient,
evil.
You see,
every
bad thing
their
you see
parents.
Going on,
this is
it's
a perfect
the devil.
He's
using people,
of modern day
but
he
secular
is the one. Look at this.
In our
the ways of the world and of the ruler of the
who believe
kingdom
the
of the air. The Spirit
it's almost dangerous
who is now at work in those who are disobedient.
There is a prince
because
dark,
some of these, not all
the
of them,
evil
some are
one
good
works
course,
through
some
people
Christ
to
kill,
steal,
even
and
have
destroy,
but it's
still
the
devil.
The church
that are godly people.
Our enemy is
Satan,
not some universally
working
to poison the minds of our kids because they wrote
the devil may use some
teachers,
of these professors.
Like I said, some of them are humanist professors,
but the devil has a few he may be using, but it's still the devil.
We need to be able to recognize when it's the devil at work
feels
and realize
feels
if it's the devil,
good.
We're in good shape. No,
we have authority
over him, and we have authority over his disobedience.
And verse 31, I better keep moving.
They are senseless, faithless.
Jesus said, he that's in the world is ruthless.
He that's in you is greater than he that's in the world.
I didn't make up one word.
If that be true, Jesus Christ in me enables me to overcome every demonic thing.
This is what it says.
If I believe him.
And describes our world.
Authority over the devil who is using these people.
That's why he came and died on
the
cross.
There's
not just
the
to
devil,
make a show,
and I don't
but to
mean
make
to
a criticism, and
so
I don't
you're human
criticism.
We need to be praying
that get
changed.
Saved and born again.
If you're a hater today, you can be changed into a lover.
Help us preach the gospel.
And don't say that's impossible.
Hate
that's what happened to Saul of Tarsus.
Everybody.
He's out trying to kill
we agree
Christians.
With what they're doing.
Even he supported
the love they killed
anyway. And hopefully they'll learn
to
live us.
And so he had blood on his hands.
See, they have created
the Lord got a hold of him and repented. He became the greatest preacher probably
never care about racism.
They just use it to whip up hate. They don't care about income inequality. They use it to whip up hate between
amen.
The successful and the
amen.
Poor. Their goal is to use hate and
divisions are God haters.
Why?
And totally
they won't
globalize
his word and God
but they have to kill off America
by the
first.
Themselves.
Because America is such a
first
strong, powerful
one.
Nation. They're never going to have one
world
rule
until
they get rid of this country.
That's their goal.
Read the Unionist Manifesto. It's all written right
that's
out there for you.
All you got to do
is
go get
read it.
It's explaining
the
one world rule.
And
who
in
else
the word of God, the Spirit
world
clearly says that
Antichrist.
In latter times some will abandon the
it's
faith.
Almost like you can see him working in the background.
Taught
the,
by demons.
I think it's Thessalonians to say the
so
spirit
of Antichrist, human
the spirit of Antichrist
a
is at work in America today. The spirit that hates God, hates Jesus, hates
you're
the word
wondering
of God,
every word
and
of
they hate America because we're in their way
in
to having their one world rule. Amen.
I'm no country
I'm also a
something
history major,
work.
Historian. I know history. I know American history.
Why you pray
right
so much?
I know what's
works.
Going on. Even back when I was a
our
boy,
demons
the
right now
said,
working
we will take America and never fire
them.
A shot. We'll take you from the
we
inside.
We must verify
and look
everything
what they've done.
They filled our
schools.
Believe.
And when you believe something, you make a choice to believe.
Of course, the devil's behind all of it. With these
do not be
these secular humans
that are poisoning the minds of
one.
Our kids.
Verse 2, such teachings
amen,
come through hypocritical
see, when
lie.
I was a boy, the
some university professors
destroy America from inside.
And I'm going to tell you, we're almost there.
Amen.
They're teaching things
we're
they,
in real
that in some cases they know it's not true.
Verse 32.
But their motive is
and it
to
affects
destroy
everybody.
They want globalism.
Such teachings
they did the same thing
come to
in
hypocritical
Russia.
Liars, some university professors,
in
some
the early 1900s.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Same
some
mess.
Other people.
Whose conscience have been seared as with
different,
a hot
folks, I'm reading the Bible.
Groups in the country and just whip it up.
I said, I'm reading
all
the Bible.
Over the place. It got the people all stirred up.
And we're
going to
see the same thing
when
this took
day.
Over. March, millions of people.
On Judgment Day,
it's
not going to be buried.
Most people doing all the protesting got shot first.
Well, I don't agree with that.
Well, don't you worry about me. Because I ain't going to be there on Judgment. I'm,
oh,
I'll be there somewhere.
So wonderful.
Hopefully,
so
I'll be on the right side.
God gets fed up.
But it's going to be Jesus sitting there, and he's going to have this book, and he's going to judge.
And
if
he
held
everyone
of us accountable,
he's going to hold us responsible
for what we have done.
Can and it's not just mean? Enough we sit back and feel
every
sanctified and holy. We got to be man enough
and we don't get sucked in and
right
believe
right,
stuff
wrong
is not
wrong.
True. Secular humanists are God haters, and they are poisoning the minds of our young people.
God spoke to me
many
a couple of weeks ago, and he says the
confessed
church
Marxist
is the conscience
globalist.
Of America.
They just admit it.
Who
when you do something
States,
wrong, your conscience quickens.
Let me tell you,
says that
they want
wrong.
To burn down America.
When America is doing things wrong,
it,
the church needs to stand up and be the conscience.
Rebuild
say,
it,
wrong.
So there will be freedom.
And they need to be convicted
from
for our lifestyle. We need they
religion.
Need to see us living for Jesus.
That
and loving
means
each
we
other
will not have freedom,
supporting each other
religion.
And loving people
you
that
cannot
we don't agree with.
Religion.
And they need to be able to
and
see
don't
that
tell me that's not what they want.
They got some America
they're promoting all the time.
They are going in the wrong direction
from religion.
But if they have freedom from religion, then I have no
everybody
freedom of religion.
Everything.
To have freedom of religion, I got to be able to
think
speak
of
the
it.
Truth,
hate
preach the truth. I got to be able to testify,
they don't
share
miss
my
anything.
Testimony. And for them to have freedom from me, that
they
means
hate
I can't
you
say
me
a
because
word.
We preach the word of God. They say
hello.
We preach hate. They're flat out lying.
We don't preach hate.
They
we don't
preach
wake
hate.
Up right now. We may not have the opportunity to.
This is it.
Verse 32, although they know God's righteous decrees, that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice.
You know right there, these people are up to no good.
This describes the United States of America today. They do evil
and they burn down America and rebuild it so there will be freedom from religion.
No right or wrong, no absolutes, and they're teaching our Christian kids stuff.
They believe Christianity is a religion of hate because we preach against sin.
They're not smart enough to figure out we're preaching against our own sin.
So if you're born again, you don't want your kids.
We're not preaching this just for certain people. We're preaching it for ourselves. And it's not just all in the classroom. I mean, there's preachers who preach hate.
See, both ways.
And if it goes the way they want it, Christianity will be criminalized.
Makes just like it has been in other countries,
just like it is right now in China. But the word is still the word.
Because these hypocritical liars cause people to abandon the Lord, God will hold them accountable.
If the watchman
and any of us who go along with them
and they die in their sins,
2 Kings 9:32.
Will be on his hand.
When he
ain't gonna be no blood on my hands.
Lifted up his face to the window and said,
2 Kings 9:32.
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1.
Then
as for
he,
Jehu, lifted
you were
up
dead
his
in your transgressions
and sin,
and said, "Who is on my
son?" All the way through.
Get this.
And in which you used to live when you followed the ways of the world.
They didn't say a word.
One time, all of us lived like this, and we had this nature, every one of us. And so,
verse 33,
we cannot condemn anyone else or throw any rocks
her,
at homosexuals,
Jezebel down.
Demonized people,
so
because
threw
we
her down
right there ourselves.
Some of her blood
only by the blood
sprinkled on
of
the
wall.
Jesus Christ.
And, on the
and that's
horses.
The good news. We're not out to beat anybody up. We're just telling you,
no matter what you're into,
if you turn to Jesus Christ, he'll forgive you and cleanse you and deliver you. And
oh
make
my
you
God,
whole in every way.
God
that's the good news.
He is not a God that will punish. Well, the God of the Bible is a
in
God
in which you
of
used to live when you follow the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom
well,
of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient.
Well, you, like
you see,
you know
every bad thing you see going on, it's
not
the devil. He's
the
using people, but he
revelation.
Is the one. Look at
I'm
this.
Telling you,
the
real.
Ways of the world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit. Who is now
sin,
at work in those who are disobedient. There is
mad,
a prince of darkness.
You.
The evil one
no
works through
on
people to kill,
Elijah
steal, and destroy.
But it's still the
dogs
devil.
Would eat her flesh, and they did.
Our enemy is Satan,
Josh,
not some university
went
professor.
To lunch, and when he came back,
all that was left.
The devil may use some of these professors.
Was her
like
skull,
I said, some of them are spirit-filled Christians, but the devil has a few
like
he may be using, but it's still the devil.
Mine,
we need to be
I
able to recognize when it's the devil at work and realize if it's the
God.
Devil,
yes,
we're
is,
in good shape because we have authority over him, and we have authority over his disobedience.
Everybody that's mistreated you, God's going to hold them responsible. And if they do not repent, they'll ask answer to God.
Jesus,
that's
he that's
God
in the world is
not to get
he that's in you is greater
than
he that's
mine,
in
repay.
The world.
God's the God
if
of
that
justice.
Be true,
if
Jesus
he lets
Christ in me enables
you,
me to overcome every demonic thing.
Away
if I believe him,
you
see, we have authority over
leading
the devil
them
who is using these people.
God is not a good
humanist
God.
Are so deceived they don't know
slide.
They're serving the devil.
He has promised.
And I don't mean to be criticize them, and I don't say that you should criticize them. We need to be praying they get saved and born again and turn and go in a different direction.
It goes right back this way, too.
If I don't say that's impossible. That's what happened to Saul of Tarsus. He's out trying to kill Christians.
That God holds
he even supported them while they killed a stone to
if I mistreat
to
you,
death.
I need to make that
and so
wrong.
He had blood on his hands.
But
when he
stuff,
when
I need to bring
the Lord got a hold of him and repented, he became the greatest preacher probably who ever lived.
Hallelujah.
Good preaching. Thank you, Jesus. May have to stop
because,
to practice.
Let me see. Saying amen.
Vengeance is mine.
Amen.
I repay. So God help. Jezebel responsible.
Secondly, humanists are God haters and totally deny
secondly,
his word
to
and call it hate
up,
speech simply
and
because they're deceived by the devil themselves.
And get us fighting with
1 Timothy 4:1.
Rich against
that's
poor.
Spirit
white
clearly says
black,
that
black
in latter
right
time some will abandon the faith
against
they abandon the faith
Asian against Native Americans.
That's what these
educated
people are trying to do with their
uneducated.
Kids to get them to abandon the faith
this has
in
been
Jesus
what
Christ
every time they
and in the word of God, the Spirit clearly says that in latter times some will abandon the
they
faith
use
and follow undefinable
terms
and things
like
taught by
demons.
Systemic racism.
So it may be a human professor
then they
but there's
loot
a demon.
Right? riot
that's
and
what
attack
it says.
Police to make
anybody
it look
believe
like
our
good black people.
And in case
hate
you're wondering,
America.
I believe every word
that
of it.
Is not
why?
True.
Because it has always
most of these revolutionaries are white. Pay attention. I was sitting watching these protests, and I'm counting the white
something
people.
Work, I just
said
don't do
the
it.
Dot. I said, man, there's about 70%
so
of these
much,
people. 70% white.
Our demons right now are working.
L.A., they arrested about 60, 70 people, and they marched them all
we
right
must verify
in front of the
everything
camera.
We
and
choose
said,
to believe. And you believe something,
what is going on? Is the white people only
do
one
not be deceived.
About,
that's in the
Bible. Black people being mistreated? Boy, I mean, what's going on here?
Verse
could
2,
be
such
really
teachings and out there for the wrong reason.
Come through hypocritical liars.
Now, notice
some university professors
in hours,
hypocritical liars. Of George Floyd being
they're
murdered,
teaching things they that
these
some the
people
they
descended
know
from all from
but
wherever
motive
all over America
to
all the major
country.
Cities, and they were
they
dressed in black with black masks on,
such
and they had pallets of bricks
through hypocritical
everywhere.
Liars.
That was that happened in almost hours after this man was murdered.
Some other people,
it was like they were
whose
waiting
have
for something to happen to give them an excuse.
Folks,
it was all planned, and when this happened. It,
they
I said,
were
I'm
everywhere
almost instantly. Tell me that's
and
what
we're
going to
see this.
Tell
same
me that's
thing
not
on
the
Marx
is trying to destroy this country.
On Judgment
so
Day,
what about
racism?
We hate it.
There.
Well, I don't agree.
We're
with
again
that.
It. Can you say?
Don't
amen?
You worry about me.
It'll send you to hell.
I ain't gonna be there on Judgment. I'll be there somewhere.
Hopefully,
I'll be on the right side.
Black people can't hate me either.
But it's gonna be Jesus sitting there, and he's gonna have his
amen?
Book, and he's gonna judge. So. And it says
what are
hold everyone of us accountable.
And where they come from?
If you ask most of these mayors and the people and authority in these cities, they say, these people are not from here.
Every
a few of them are. They whip up a few.
And we don't get
but
sucked
they
in
where
to
they
believe
come from?
Stuff that's not true.
Who are they? Well, they want.
Secular humanists are God haters, and they are poisoning the minds of our young
everybody
people.
In this country wants
many
justice. Many
are
that right now.
Confessed Marxists and globalists.
When
and
they just admit it.
Who want the United
Floyd
States
was murdered,
destroyed. Let me tell you. They want to burn down
furious.
America and rebuild
I was so
it.
I want to hunt the guy down. Guy down
rebuild
myself.
It so there will be freedom from.
And we're all in agreement.
Religion. That means we will
I mean,
not
we
have freedom
agreement.
Of speech or religion.
Why don't you just get together
you
and fix the
problem? You cannot have freedom from religion.
And don't
what's
tell me that's
of
not what they
writing?
Want. They got signs everywhere.
Hey,
they promote it all the
going
time.
On.
We want freedom. We demand freedom from religion.
More.
But if they have freedom from religion, then I have no freedom of religion. To have freedom of religion, I got to be able to speak the truth
and
preach
you believe
the truth.
Not,
I got to be able to testify, share my testimony. And for them to have freedom from me, that means I can't say a word.
Are those white people? They never have any problems.
Hello?
Because we don't say much about it because there's not much we can do about it.
We don't wake up right now. We may not have the opportunity to.
My brother-in-law, my
this is it.
Sister's
either we're going to stand for Jesus, my brother-in-law.
He just stand for His word
he
or not.
Some real
and then when these people tell us right off the front, they hate us. They hate what we preach.
They came in his house and shot him.
And say the word of God is hate speech, folks. You know, right
many years ago, about
15,
20 years ago,
I
flew up. I think it's Terre Haute, Indiana, to a prison to visit one of them.
They
our
want
members.
To burn down America and rebuild it so there will be freedom from religion. That means
and while I've
we'll
been
not have freedom of speech
white
or
preacher.
Religion. They believe
that
Christianity
was
is a religion of hate
he
because
makes
we preach
mad.
Against sin.
And they planted
not smart enough to figure out we're preaching against our own sin.
We're not preaching this just for certain people. We're preaching it for ourselves.
I heard a black man on television telling his story. He was telling about how white people get abused, too.
See that,
and he said this white man.
If it goes the way they
want,
his white
son
will be
has schizophrenia, and he was out in the yard going
just
crazy.
Like it
has
been
in
another country, just like
and
this
they
right
called
in
the police to help restrain
because
him.
Because these hypocritical liars
cause
people to abandon the Lord, God will hold them accountable.
What am I trying to tell you?
And if us
trying
to
tell you,
we're
all fed up.
We're accountable
with
too.
Abuse.
2 Kings 9:32.
And we want to fix it.
When
now,
he,
Jehu,
that most
lifted up his face
to the window and said,
and why else would they be out there putting
Kings
their life at risk
for $30,000?
Then he, Jehu,
year,
lifted up his face
to
the window
if they
and said, who is
job,
on my side?
But there are bad apples. This time
and
we got
two
rid of them.
Or three officials
and these mayors,
at him.
They
you know,
say
they get mad
word,
at the police
they
with all these policemen.
Jezebel
but it's the mayor's fault. They're responsible for the policemen.
Verse 33, he said,
and
throw
this
her,
guy,
throw
that
Jezebel
down.
Floyd,
he so had threw her down,
complaints
and
against
some
him.
Of her blood was
why didn't that mayor do
on
something?
The wall.
and on the horses.
That's why they got
and
unions.
He trampled her.
Yes, they got
under
unions, but bring him inside. You but this job.
Israel
get these
away from
crooks
God,
off the street.
And she paid the price.
Amen.
Oh my God.
We need the police, but especially the
he
poor areas
God
that were punished. A lot
well,
of poor people.
The God
live.
Of the Bible the, is a God of
together in
and
black
punished.
Communities, and they need police. How can we even go oh, in there and help well, them if we're going to be shot?
Somebody say amen.
You say, well, you
we need policemen.
Like you know
these people want to get the policemen out of their way so they can take over
not
America.
Not only do I believe
resistance.
The Bible, God's given me own personal revelation.
And that doesn't
I'm
mean
hell is
that
real.
All of us are not fed
it
up with these.
Won't believe it.
These
the
cops who abuse their authority. Probably saying
I don't believe
person
it.
In
changes
room,
nothing. I don't mean to make anybody mad.
Could tell
but
you
I'm
a story
to
of
warn
some
you.
Policeman abusing them in some way.
Ain't no beating with blood on my hands.
Elijah had
so we're all
prophesied that dogs would
fix it.
Her
and
flesh
come
and
together
and
fix it.
Jehu went to lunch, and when he came back, all that was left. The Bible says,
"But don't
plan,
let these people whip up
was her skull, feet, and the
even
palm the
Christians in the
just
church,
like
black
the
and white,
like, trying to get us mad at each
mind,
other. What
I
in
will
the world?
Repay.
We need to be he's smarter well, than that.
God is a good God. Yes,
the devil
he
is using
also
the
God of justice.
Stay away from them.
Well, what does that mean?
If you have an
it
antichrist professor
treated
you,
twice.
God's going
to
hold them responsible.
Change the word racist
and if
to
they
hater,
do not,
then
repent,
you will see
God.
People
that's
love you.
That's why God tells
when
you
see people
to
love you,
even.
You'll know that they're not haters
then
or racist. The word the
God's
Bible uses to hate is not
if
racist.
If he lets people
can
abuse
you and mistreat
you, and
you
can tell
somebody
hates
you, and you tell with my
love. Without leading
amen.
Them into repentance, then God is
love
not a good,
by His
God.
Very nature
he can't
cannot
just
let hate.
Remember the Good Samaritan.
Because
He
has
like the Good Samaritan.
Every one of
you see
a
white person
me,
in ditch, help them out. Be a blessing to them. If you see a black person in ditch, help
that.
Them out. That
in
is what
way,
love is.
But it goes
there's
right
no
back this way,
it.
Too. If I mistreat you,
the secular humans
me,
hate Christians because we preach Jesus Christ and His teaching. Now, here's the best part. Listen to this. John 7:7. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify of it that its works are evil. These people hate the Ten Commandments. They hate, now I'm talking about the secular humanists.
Good
they've
preach.
Whipped up other people that don't
thank
necessarily
Jesus.
Agree with everything, but they got them all mad. They hate Jesus
because
they want to
see,
do what feels good. John 15:18. If the world hates
help,
you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world, the world would love
its
own. Yet because you are not of the world,
and
but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you.
White against black.
Black and white
Jesus said they hate me.
Hispanics
they
hate
Asians.
Asian
and if you think because you're certain
educated
color,
people
they're going to
love you, no, if you're
old
a Christian,
and
they'll
hate you too.
This has been what they've done every time they've taken over a country. The secular humanists, Marxists, globalists, and atheists,
they
all believe about
the same
terms,
thing,
like
white privilege,
and they hate Christians because we represent Jesus Christ and preach
then
His
they
word.
Loot, right?
If you are a Christian,
riot
and attack
white,
police
black,
to make
Hispanic,
it look like
Asian,
are good black people,
hate you
hate America.
Because
that is not true.
Of
most
Jesus
of these revolutionaries are white. Pay attention.
Now, that's not true.
I was
you may
sitting watching these
sure
protests, and
Jesus
I'm counting the white people, and I said to Dottie, I said, man, there's about 70% of these people.
We preach the
white.
Truth of God's
no,
word.
It's going on. And in L.A., they arrested about 60, 70 yeah. people, and they marched them all right in front of the camera.
You know,
and I said,
really
man, these
this thing about
what is Asian. Going on? Is the white people
well,
only
well,
one concerned
because
about
you say,
black people have been mistreated? I mean,
what's going
you
on
here?
No,
could
no,
it
no,
be
no.
they're really Marxist and they're out there for the wrong reason?
It's a sin because the Bible says it's a sin.
Now, notice what happened.
And I love them
within hours.
I like what Ellen DeGeneres
George Floyd
said.
Had
murdered.
When I say be nice to people,
these people descended from
just
all,
be nice to
from
people
wherever,
who agree with
all
you.
Over America to all the major cities.
Just because they never
agree with
somebody, black
even their lifestyle on. Doesn't mean
and they
I
had
do not
pallets
them.
Of bricks everywhere.
And
that
and
was
going
to
love
happened
be nice
in
to
almost
help
hours after this man
and
was
I
murdered.
To love me be
it was like they were waiting for something to happen to give them an excuse. It was all planned. And when this happened, they were everywhere almost instantly.
And I heard him talking on the phone to
mother. Tell me that's not
and
the
he said to her,
trying
said,
to destroy this
I don't know
country.
What I'm going
to
do.
He said, I've got these
he said,
financial
well, what about
problems,
racism? We hate
and
it.
I need $40 really bad.
We're again.
I walked
it.
Over
can
to him,
say,
I whipped out $40 and threw it
it'll
right
send you
in front
to hell.
Of him. He liked to have a heart attack that a preacher loved him and cared about him.
That people can't hate me.
He
either.
Was shocked. People should not be shocked when Christians
can't
show
say amen.
Their love.
So,
can you say
what are these people's motive?
Love everybody.
And where they come from? Well, I don't like what they do.
If you ask most of these mayors,
love me anyway,
in authority in these cities,
you don't get
these people not from here. A few of them are. They whip up a few.
That good Samaritan, when he saw that Jew laying there in the ditch, he may have thought, "Well, that guy's been mad. Those Jews been mean to me."
Everybody,
he helped him. Can you say
amen to that right now?
That's love, not hate, not racism. 1 John 3:13. Do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you.
Furious.
We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren.
Myself.
He who does not love his brother abides in death.
Agreement.
Whoever hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him.
Just get together
racist haters will not make it to heaven.
What's the purpose of all this
writing? Let's just call it what it is.
Haters something going
will
on.
Not make it to heaven. Either way, you can't hate white, you can't hate black, you can't hate Hispanic, you can't hate Asian, you can't hate Jews.
You say amen.
And whether you believe it or not,
by this,
people are abused.
By this, we know love because he laid down his life for us.
And we also
ought to lay down our lives for the brethren.
If people walk in love, they cannot have systemic hate.
That's what it is.
If someone loves you enough to die for you, they are not a racist.
He had some real problems.
And we called the police to come restraining him and help him.
They
came in his house and shot him.
Secondly, he was hate Christians because true Christians love.
Many years ago, about
15
years ago, I flew up
them.
I think it's Terre Haute, Indiana, to a prison to visit one of our members. And you know, sometimes you got church members in prison. And while I was there visiting him, this young white preacher that was in prison said that he made some policemen mad, and they planted drugs in his car, and they put him in prison. All a plant. I heard a black man on television telling this story. He was telling about how white people get abused too. And he said this white man called the police on his white son that has schizophrenia. And he was out in the yard going crazy with a knife. And they called the police to help restrain him. Instead of restraining, they shot him 3 times in his own front yard. What am I trying to tell you? I'm trying to tell you we're all fed up with abuse. And we want to fix it. Now, that's not to say that most policemen are wonderful people. They are wonderful people. And why else would they be out there putting their life at risk for $30,000 or whatever it is they make a year, knowing they could be shot if they didn't want to do a good job? But there are bad apples. It's time we got rid of them. And these mayors, you know, they get mad at the policemen, so all these policemen. Well, it's the mayor's fault. They're responsible for the policemen. And this guy that murdered George Floyd, he had 17 complaints against him. Why didn't that mayor do something? So, well, they got unions. Yes, they got unions, but bring him inside. Give him a desk job. Get these crooks off the street.
Amen.
Amen. We need the policemen, and especially the poor areas. And a lot of poor people live together in black communities, and they need policemen. How can we even go in there and help them if we're going to be shot?
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
We need policemen. These people want to get the policemen out of their way so they can take over America without any resistance.
Right.
And that doesn't mean that all of us are not fed up with these cops who abuse their authority. Probably every white person in this room, and certainly every black person in this room, could tell you a story of some policeman abusing them in some way. So we're all fed up with it. We're ready to fix it. And let's just come together and fix it. But don't let these people whip up hate against us. Even Christians in the church, black and white, like, trying to get us mad at each other. What in the world?
Amen.
We need to be smarter than that.
Right.
The devil is using the haters. Stay away from them. If you have an antichrist professor, drop the class.
Amen.
Change the word racist to hater. Then you will see people love you. And when you see people love you, you'll know that they're not haters or racist. The word the Bible uses to hate is not racist. Can you say haters? And you can tell when somebody hates you, and you can tell when somebody loves you.
Amen.
Amen. Love by its very nature cannot hate. Remember the Good Samaritan. Jesus said, be like the Good Samaritan. You see a white person in the ditch, help them out. Be a blessing to them. If you see a black person in the ditch, help them out. That is what love is. There's no hate in that.
Amen.
The secular humanists hate Christians because we preach Jesus Christ and his teaching. Now here's the best part. Listen to this. John 7:7. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify of it that its works are evil. These people hate the Ten Commandments. They hate, and I'm talking about the secular humanists. They've whipped up other people that don't necessarily agree with everything, but they got them all mad. They hate Jesus because they want to do what feels good. John 15:18. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Jesus said they hate me, that's why they hate you. And if you think because you're a certain color, they're going to love you. No, if you're a Christian, they're going to hate you too. The secular humanists, Marxists, globalists, and atheists all believe about the same thing, and they hate Christians because we represent Jesus Christ and preach his word. If you are a Christian, white, black, Hispanic, or Asian, they hate you because of Jesus in you.
Amen.
Now, if that's not true, you may want to check, be sure Jesus is in you, because Jesus said they'll hate you. We preach the truth of God's word, not hate. Amen. You know, they really whip up this thing about the gay thing. And they say, well, you, because you say homosexuality is a sin, you hate them. No. I say it's a sin because the Bible says it's a sin. And I love them enough to say it's a sin. I like what Ellen DeGeneres said. She said, when I say be nice to people, I do not mean just be nice to people who agree with you. Just because I disagree with somebody and even their lifestyle doesn't mean I do not love them. And I'm going to love them, be nice to them, and help them in every way I can. And I expect them to love me and be nice to me.
Amen.
I have a lot of gay friends. I was down here at Starbucks one day, and this gay guy, we'd become good friends, and I enjoyed talking to him. Very intelligent guy. And I heard him talking on the phone to his mother. And he said to her, he said, I don't know what I'm going to do. He said, I've got these financial problems, and I need $40 really bad. And I walked over to him. I whipped out $40 and threw it right down in front of him. He liked to have a heart attack. That a preacher loved him and cared about him. He was shocked. People should not be shocked when Christians show their love. Can you say amen? Love everybody. Well, I don't like what they do. Well, love them anyway. You don't get a choice. That good Samaritan, when he saw that Jew laying there in the ditch, he may have thought, well, that guy's been mad. Those Jews been mean to me. No, he helped him. Can you say amen? That's love, not hate, not racism. 1 John 3:13, do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Racist haters will not make it to heaven. Let's just call it what it is. Haters will not make it to heaven. Either way, you can't hate white, you can't hate black, you can't Hispanic, you can't hate Asian, you can't hate Jews. You say amen. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for their brethren. If people walk in love, they cannot have systemic hate, and that's what it is. If someone loves you enough to die for you, they are not a racist. Both ways. Secular humans hate Christians because true Christians love people enough to tell them the truth.
Thanks for listening to the Knoxville Christian Center podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, don't forget to hit subscribe. For more information about our church, visit knoxvillechristianctr.org.